If you are having a conversation with somebody and you sound dead inside, no one's gonna want to have a conversation with you. I don't care how you think you sound. If you sound dead to somebody else, you come to somebody, hey, John, how's it going?
Fine.
No one's gonna want to talk to you, bro. No one's gonna want to talk to you, dude. You could say in your heart of hearts and be truthfully honest with yourself and say, well, I feel okay. And you might. But on the outside, you got that RBF, bro. You got the RBF. Nobody wants to talk to you, dude. If you got that resting face, you have to take accountability and realize, look, my face looks ugly in terms of my facial expression right now. I don't look approachable. I need to fix that. I'm not saying walk around with a grin on your face all day, but don't walk around looking like somebody just insults you every single day. Every time you take a step, you get insulted, bro. Like, there's no need to do that. What is going on, guys? Welcome back to Motivate, Grind, Succeed, the podcast where we empower you to live your life in faith, fellowship, fitness, and finance, the four foundational cornerstones. And we empower you with practical and actionable tips in every single episode to be able to do so. If you enjoy the show, please leave us a rating and a review. Let us know how beneficial and helpful this show was for you, and let us know exactly how this show has impacted you, as it really does mean a lot to us, and that we are always reading those reviews. And we know that if you're leaving a good review and we know that this is helping you out, it inspires us even more to make this fantastic content for you guys. Again, guys, as I say in all the episodes, if you want more behind the scenes information, you want to get all the juicy deets, be part of that inner circle, join that email list. The link to that list will be down in this episode's description. As well, guys, if you want to go ahead and support the show, we do have the mgsclub.club website. Go ahead and check that out. That is down below. Again, it is live. It is open. We have ebooks. We have clothes. We have all kinds of stuff on there. If you want to do a one-time donation, that is also there too. Do whatever you so please. But with all that out of the way, let's get right into this week's episode. And we are going to be talking about how to keep conversations going. How does it seem that some people are able to just keep talking and talking? They never run out of conversations to talk about, right? Why is that? Well, we're going to talk about that today. So obviously you guys have probably found yourself in a position before where you had a conversation and you're having this conversation. You're talking. But in the back of your mind, you're always thinking, what's going to happen when we get to that point in the conversational flow where it stops? There's that silence. What do we do? How do we keep it going? How do we keep it flowing? We're going to go through those methods today. I'm going to share with you some proven methods that I've researched, that I've done myself, that I've seen other people do, that helps to keep the conversation going and flowing, and it all feels natural. So if you are ready, let's go ahead and get started. The first key to maintaining a natural flow of conversation is to be genuinely interested in the person. Yeah, I know, right? We're not going to actually do anything like tactical yet, right? We're starting off with the basics. You need to be genuinely invested in that person or in what that person is saying to you. You need to genuinely want to talk to them, whether it be generally or just at that moment. Why is that? Because when you're genuinely interested, not generally, genuinely interested in somebody, you're going to show curiosity. You're going to actively listen. Remember episode 122, last episode where we talked about active listening? We're not going to get into that in this episode, but if you want to listen to more what I say about active listening, go back and check out episode 122. But when you're genuinely interested in somebody, you're going to show curiosity, you're going to actively listen to what they have to say, and you're going to be that much more in tune with what that person is actively saying, and you're going to be able to then have more of a free-flowing conversation, right? By demonstrating your interest in this person or these people, whoever it is that you're talking to, you're going to inevitably create a comfortable space for these people, including yourself, to share your thoughts and share your experiences. Now, how in the world are we going to create this experience? Like Rashawn, you just told us to be genuinely interested. I did that. Now, how do we create the space? I got you, homie. Okay. One effective way to do so is to ask open-ended questions. That's it. You ask them open-ended questions. Now, with open-ended questions, how do we do that? Very simple. Ask questions that start with how, or start with what, or start with why. Simple as that. Like, oh, I heard you went on vacation. How was that for you? Now, you're going to have two groups of people. You're going to have some people who just don't want to talk to you. And they're just going to say, it was fine. And they're going to leave it at that. Those people, no, don't even worry about them. Don't even talk to them. Don't worry about it. Move on. Other people now, most people, when they go on vacation, you can't keep them quiet about their vacation, okay? You task them, how was your vacation? They're going to say, oh my gosh, it was so great. We went on this cruise, and then we tried these drinks, and we went to here, and we went to there. They're literally feeding you information that you can use to keep the conversation going. They're literally giving you information. Let's say the person talked to you about they went on a cruise and then they were excited about the pool on the ship. They were excited about the drinks that were on the ship and they were excited about the size of the room that was on the ship. You have three main things you can now branch into whatever you want to talk about now. Or let's say you've been on a cruise. Now you can relate on the fact that you've both been on cruises. You see how the conversation will now flow and how it will work? And then while you're having this conversation, another tip that I actually didn't write down, but I'm thinking of just now, while you're talking to this person about whatever it is that you're talking about, keep in the back of your mind 1 to 2 points that the person might have brought up. For example, if they say something like, oh, I love the hotel room that was on the ship and everything, yada, yada, yada. And then they're talking. Oh, but the bathrooms were kind of small. But other than that, it was really, really nice. Keep in the back of your mind, bathrooms are small. Okay. So the person probably doesn't like small rooms. Then later on, when you're talking about something else, you can bring back the whole fact of, hey, remember back when you said, you know, when you were on that ship and you said that that ship had small bathrooms? I remember a time I was in this hotel. It wasn't a cruise ship, but it was a hotel. I was traveling to Kansas or something. And I remember that when we went to the hotel, the bathrooms were incredibly, incredibly small and claustrophobic, and it was not fun. And they're like, dude, I know, right? Small bathroom. And then there you go. Until not only now does the person see like, oh, this person was listening to me. Now they see, now you're bringing in information that you can relate to. So now you say like this super, super friendly person. It's not that hard, guys. It's just hard to get started. But once you get the ball rolling, snowball effect. Finding common interests, like I said, again, is a really, really big thing. Again, finding those topics of discussion is a huge, huge, huge tool. Just find some commonality. Find some common ground and stamp your foot 10 toes down. Keep your feet in that for as long as you can. Okay? That is a great way. Once you find some common interest, that's how friends are made. There's going to come a time where even though you are going ham, you're going in on this conversation, things are going great, there's going to be one of these. Silences. They're inevitable. It's that inevitable awkward silence that everybody really, truly hates. And they sneak into conversations everywhere. It's just what happens. Now, some people may say, oh, I hear the silence and I want to fill it with noise. That's actually what you don't want to do. Okay? Instead of panicking and trying to fill that void with just random chatter and random this and random that, it makes you sound like you're unable to just, whew, stay calm. It's fine. If there's a silence in the conversation, embrace it. It's cool. Don't worry about it. It happens. People, you got through a good little conversational hump, and then it's in a little bit of a trough now. There's no need to try to rush in and find something else to talk about. If a conversation has reached its natural end, that's fine. It's reached its natural end. You say it was great talking to you. Have a good day. If you want to talk about something else, then you can go ahead and revitalize this whole exact process again. And then this time, instead of asking them a question, because they did all the talking, maybe you start bringing up something that could be applicable to you in whatever form factor that you want. But overall, when the silence comes around, embrace it. That's it. Just embrace it. Take a breath. In fact, a very, very, very common tip that I've seen, that I tell people, that I use all the time, is that when there is a moment of silence, that's perfectly fine. If someone asks you a question, especially, take about 2 seconds, which is about 1 to 2 breaths. Just don't ask you a question. Hey, what's your name? And then you say your name. Of course, obviously, for those kind of questions, you know, you don't want to make it look like you're thinking about your name, because then that might look a little bit weird and a little bit suspicious. But what you want to do is if someone asks you like a longer drawn out question about something, don't be afraid. Take a second or two to really think about your answer, process it. And then when you're answering, talk slowly and then be able to get the answer out. But when you're actually talking to people, you want to actively slow it down. Someone asks you, oh, what did you do this weekend? Instead of saying, oh man, I went to this concert, I went to do that. No. You say, what did you do this weekend? Oh, this weekend, what I did was I went to this concert. It was a really, really fun concert. I was able to hang out with some friends that were there, you know, some old college buddies. We actually got front row seats, believe it or not, to this concert. It was really, really fun. We went to go see, I don't know, give me an artist, Taylor Swift. I don't listen to Taylor Swift, but it's the first one that came to mind. So they say we went to a Taylor Swift concert, and it was a really, really nice concert. And we got front row seats. She was really, really good. There was lights galore and glow sticks here, and people had their flashlights on there, and she actually shook my hand as part of what she was doing. It was an incredible time, right? So when you say it like that, you're still conveying the excitement of what happened, but because you slowed it down a little bit, you're now also still seeming like, even though it was exciting, you still are processing everything and you're not stumbling and mumbling and jumbling over a whole bunch of stuff. And so it comes off a lot more clean and clear. Now, let's backtrack for a second to what I said before. If there is a silence in the conversation, and remember how I said you still want to reinvigorate that conversation? One fun way that I have found that has yet to fail is if it's absolutely silent and you have no idea how to start up the next round of conversation, what you do is this. You say the following four words before the topic you want to talk about. And those four words are, with no segue whatsoever. I use that all the time, bro. All the time. I'll be talking to some friends on the phone, in person, whatever. And we get to the end of a conversation of whatever. Let's say we're talking about, I don't know. Let's say we're talking about computers. We're talking about technology and what's going on in the technological world. We get to the end of that conversation. Let's say next thing I want to talk about is sports. Let's say, for example, right? So he's just talked about phones and computers and how we built stuff and all that kind of stuff. And it gets to a natural lull in the conversation. Then I'll go, you know, with no segue whatsoever, how's the sports world looking? You know, I haven't been catching up with that. How's that looking? You've been caught up with that? And then they can go off on that. Done. It was a little bit of a humorous break to then, it's actually multifaceted why I say this, because number one, you're able to embrace the fact that there was a silence, okay? You were also, that's number one. Number two, you were comfortable being the first to break the silence because both people are waiting for the other person to break the silence. So you take initiative, you break the silence. That's number two. Number three, you're also showing that you're not afraid to change the conversation to something else. And number four, it's also a humorous break because now you're saying, you know what? I'm not even going to try to be fancy. I'm going to just be me with no segue whatsoever. Here's what we're going to be talking about next. So now you're showing leadership in that conversation too. It's multifaceted, and in four simple words, it conveyed all of that subconsciously. It's fantastic. Use that. Write that down with no segue whatsoever. Lastly, guys, we're going to discuss the importance of body language and nonverbal cues. Again, your posture, your facial expressions, your tone of voice, all that kind of stuff plays a significant role in keeping conversations engaging and keeping them going. If you are having a conversation with somebody and you sound dead inside, no one's gonna want to have a conversation with you. I don't care how you think you sound. If you sound dead to somebody else, you come to somebody, hey, John, how's it going? Fine. No one's gonna want to talk to you, bro. No one's gonna want to talk to you, dude. You could say in your heart of hearts and be truthfully honest with yourself and say, well, I feel okay. And you might, but on the outside, you got that RBF, bro. You got the RBF. Nobody wants to talk to you, dude. Nobody wants to talk to you if you're gonna come up and someone's trying to come up to you with a happy smile, say, hey, John, what's good, bro? And you're gonna be all like, I'm fine. And you might actually be fine. But if you got that stale face and someone just did something to you, don't get upset now that people don't want to talk to you if you got that resting face. You have to take accountability and realize, look, my face looks ugly in terms of my facial expression right now. I don't look approachable. I need to fix that. I'm not saying walk around with a grin on your face all day, but don't walk around looking like somebody just insults you every single day. Every time you take a step, you get insulted, bro. Like, there's no need to do that. And when it comes to tone of voice, you'll hear, especially, there was a whole lot going on in the little example that I gave, but also the monotone, straight, fine. There's no, how are you supposed to read that? You can't read that tone of voice whatsoever. There's no inflections. There's no upward inflection to sound like a question or sound intrigued or interested. There's no downward inflection to make it sound like it was a statement or like it was a command. It's just straightforward, one word, stale face. What am I supposed to do with that? So make sure, because this is a very big point for me, because I tell this to so many people. They realize, well, I try to talk to people and people don't want to talk to me back. I'm like, well, how does your face look? Now, I'm not saying like, did you clean your face this morning? I'm saying, how does your face look? Does your face look approachable? Do you look approachable? Do you talk approachable? But what does that mean? Do you talk approachable? Tone of voice. Is your tone of voice one that will make people want to continue having a conversation with you? If not, bro, you got to fix that, bro. You got to look in the mirror. You got to actively look at yourself and say, how do I? In fact, best way to do this, go up to somebody that you know and that is perfectly fine with this and ask to record it. Not because you're trying to go to court and bring some kind of evidence or something. You're trying to improve your conversational skills. And if it's somebody that you know, more than likely, they'll be perfectly fine. As long as you're not talking about anything confidential, you should be fine. Bonus points if you even record yourself. In fact, I give you this challenge right after this episode is done. Grab your phone, record, hold it up and record yourself. Record yourself talking to your phone exactly how you normally would. Don't edit anything. Don't modify anything, because if you know you're doing this and then you're going to go modifying it for that, you're going to kill the whole point of the exercise. Just talk how you normally would. Have a normal conversation. Give a little monologue. Find a speech, find a monologue, say what you got to say. In fact, even better, go to ChatGPT. Tell ChatGPT you're trying to give a speech on whatever topic, make it one paragraph long. It doesn't matter what the topic is. The point is you're trying to hear your tone of voice. You get it? You grab your phone. Again, you grab your phone, open up your voice recorder app, record into your phone exactly how you sound. Then give it 24 to 48 hours, come back to it again, and then listen to it again. I guarantee you, you're gonna come back and you're gonna say, wow, that's how I sound. I sound dead. Yeah, that's how you sound to other people. And the thing is, you don't realize how you sound to other people because you talk like that all the time. So to you, it sounds fine. Because in your head, you're thinking, I feel fine. And so therefore I'm talking how I'm feeling. But that's not how it's portrayed to other people. That's my challenge to you. If you really want to improve your conversational skills and how you come off to other people, do this, okay? Me, it's funny because I video record my podcast so I can actively listen to. That's what the headphones are for, obviously. So I can hear myself talk. I can see myself right there on the camera. So I can see exactly how I'm coming across. I can hear how I'm coming across. I can see that my posture is straight up instead of me being like slouched over and looking like I don't care. I'm sitting straight up. I'm looking at the camera. All that. So I get practice all the time. That's why I'm telling you it works. How else do I know it works? Go back to episode 1 of this podcast and just listen. I didn't do video back then, but listen to how I sound then and listen to how I sound now. And I guarantee you there's going to be a massive, massive difference. Why? Because I kept on doing it. I kept on listening to the episodes that I did, listening for things, and I realized, ooh, I'm not sounding excited. I'm not sounding joyful. I wouldn't even listen to myself talk. And so I changed how I talked. I changed how I presented myself on camera. And now we're at a stage where I sound engaging. I try to make myself, my posture and the way that I look, I try to make myself look like I'm engaged in the conversation. And so now, through that, when I'm editing the episodes and I'm hearing myself, now I get honestly, I'm not gonna lie to you, I get myself fired up too when I'm listening to the episodes as I'm editing things, because I am energizing myself with the energy I'm bringing to the table. And so I'm telling you, if you want to increase your conversational capabilities, you want to keep these conversations going, most of it is the non-verbal cues, the non-verbal communication, the way that your face looks, the way that your tone of voice is. Just all those kind of things play together, and subconsciously people will know whether you want to have that conversation with them or not. Finally, guys, as we get to the end of the episode, remember the stuff that I've said. I know I went on that rant, but the stuff that I said, again, please apply it daily and tell me on Instagram when you do. I'm telling you, do it for 90 days. Every single day, record yourself saying something and actively trying to change the way that you sound and the way that you present yourself to other people. And I get 90 days, bro. 90 days. And I guarantee you, you're going to start to see people want to have more conversations with you. You're going to start being seen as more approachable. When you go to these networking events, people are going to say, oh, I kind of want to talk to him. And then, oh, now you're actually talking to people. And that in your life is going to be fantastic. But the only way for that to happen is if you practice it. Practice, 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 and practice some more. And the way we do that, keep engaging in conversations, keep practicing, do those couple of challenges I gave you if you're daring and willing enough. And remember to always, when you're in the conversations, again, just quick high level here, remember to be present, be actively listening to that person, be actively engaged and genuinely engaged in what that person is saying. Embrace the art of active listening. And again, I cannot stress enough, non-verbal communication. Guys, that's what I have for you for this week's episode. Thank you so much for tuning into another episode of Motivate, Grind, Succeed, the podcast. And I hope you guys got something super, super valuable from this episode. If you guys enjoyed the show, again, as we said in the beginning, leave a rating and review, as it really does help and shows that we are making an impact in you guys' life. If you all want to just send me a DM of how much it's impacted you, you can go ahead and do that as well. Instagram is going to be down in this episode's description. If you guys want to get part of the inner circle, get this kind of information that I share on the podcast, but even more detail and even more stuff I don't share on the podcast, definitely join that email list, join our inner circle, get the inside scoop of all that kind of fantastic, wonderful stuff. New episodes, merch drops, new things that I'm actually working on in the high performance and development space. Guys, you want to get all that kind of stuff as it comes out, join that email list. And finally, if you want to support the show, if you're feeling generous, you feel like you want to throw your boy some bands or two, I appreciate you. You're going to be great. We do have the mgsclub.club. If you want to donate over there, that's fine. If you don't want to, we got some free stuff over there too. We have some free ebooks, giving those out to you guys completely for free. There's a lot of information that's in there. Check it out if you got the time to do so. Regardless of how you support the show, thank you so much for your unwavering support. Thank you for sharing the episodes. Thank you for listening. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Take care. And I will see you guys on the next episode.